Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to season three of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. Today is Thursday. Yes, it's a Thursday, not a Wednesday, but it is November 2nd, 2023. I am your host, Matt. I'm here as I am every week with the king of the roulette table, Uncle Steve. Steve, it is Vegas weekend. Take off in the morning. How the hell are you doing and what's up?
We're doing great, Maddie. Just excited to get out there and play a little Sigma Derby, watch the ball roll around a lot, and hit the sports books for a couple days.
Cover the tables. That's all we do, right?
That's it. If you cover the tables, you got to win, right?
He bet on everything out there. You're bound to win something. So I am ready to go as well. For our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I are buddies from way back. We are separated by a few miles now, but we get together every single week, kick some knowledge around about the weekend slate of NFL and college games, do our research, analyze some trends, coaches, weather, whatever, and we make our picks for you to take to the window. The only issue is, as a general rule, we fucking stink at it. Steve, do you have any indication on where we're sitting for the listeners this season?
Well, last weekend, we actually did well, and I'm at right at 50% on the year. You're at 44.
Ooh.
We even did well at Circa, which puts us at 46 overall. So 46%. Count on this week being a Vegas week.
Yes,
usually don't do well out there, so I would assume we wouldn't do well here.
Absolutely. That is usually the case, so we will roll and see what happens. Well, generally, we invite guest pickers to drop some knowledge on the listeners so you aren't bored of just Steve and I. As we've done the last two seasons this week, stepping away from the gridiron a little bit, we're going to move to the racetrack. No, not that F1 thing that's wrecking Vegas or NASCAR. We're going to the horse track. We had Wade lined up to give us some Breeders' Cup insight, and that was always a great show the last two seasons. But by me not being available yesterday, we missed Wade. But I think Steve was able to pick Wade's brain and get some insight into the weekend's races. What did he give to you?
Well, as we know, Wade is one of the better handicappers around. He's qualified for the national handicap in finals. Hasn't made it out there yet, but he has qualified. Breeders' Cup is all the horses from around the world are coming in. Your turf races are going to be heavily favored by the European horses, and Wade loves the European horses on the turf over a mile. Aiden O'Brien has had his way the last couple Breeders' Cup out here, so keep an eye on his horses. Not going to get a ton of value on most of them, probably just because of who he is and what he does. The last two or three years, we've had the Japanese string of horses has come over and done really well out of nowhere. I don't know if their breeding program got better, if they got the undetectables, or what's going on, but any surface, any distance, look for a Japanese horse. And the classic, we've got Arabian Night with trained by Bob Baffert. Bob Baffert does very well out in California, and that's where the Breeders' Cup is this year. It's out at Santa Anita. The fillies will, or the juvenile young ones will run tomorrow. The older horses will run on Saturday. The classic Arabian Night, Baffert, long shot. You might want to look at Zandon with Chad Brown training it. Chad's always done really well. One of the top trainers in the U.S. here, and he's got Frankie Dettori on board. Last year, Wade mentioned Cody's Wish on the dirt mile. Just a great feel-good story on this horse. It's named after a young man that wasn't supposed to make it to his second birthday. And Cody's been to about every race, and this horse knows him. I mean, he comes up, and it's a great bond they have, and Cody's still winning. So look for him to keep it going. Long shot there might be National Treasure, which is another Baffert horse. But the race I'm looking at, real intriguing to me, is tomorrow. It's the Juvenile Fillies, and that's got a horse in there named Tamara, which Tamara is a homebred horse, which means the breeder did not sell it at the yearling sale. He's going to hold on to it. And this horse, Bloodline Scream Superstar, and it has not disappointed. Two for two. I think the morning line is 4 to 5 on it. I think it's probably going to drop to 2 to 5. You're not going to get good money, but I want to see how she does against the best. I mean, usually these breeders get rid of these horses, and at the yearling sales, this one probably would have sold for 4 or 5 million without even hitting the track. Wow. So that's one. If you want to look for a long shot in that one, you can go with Accommodate Eva, which is a Dallas Stewart trained. Dallas somehow comes up big in the big races with out of nowhere. So those are the ones I like. I'm anxious to get it started tomorrow out in Vegas with them.
Very good. Yeah, we'll land around lunchtime, and we'll start it off good for sure. All right, man. Well, we miss Wade's big brain. I do know that, but he did well. I compliment
you. He always does.
He does, man. He does. So, all right. You want to start us off for the football, or you want to gather your thoughts and I'll start us off?
Nah, we got her. I'm ready to rip tonight.
Of course you are. Okay. Give us the first football game of the night.
First one's tomorrow night. Colorado State at Wyoming. At 7 and 41.5. Colorado State's 3 and 5. Wyoming's 5 and 3. Colorado State beat Boise. Wyoming lost to Boise. They both lost to Air Force. 17 and 25. Playing up in Wyoming, usually altitude, but this isn't going to affect Colorado State. I'm going to say teams are pretty equal on paper, so I'm going to take the Rams and the points.
Rams and the points. Wow. Yeah, it must be Vegas week because I picked a Friday night game as well, so we're both just chomping at the bit at the slate. I'm gonna go to the Boston College Syracuse game. Boston College is 5 and 3. They're going to Syracuse in the dome at 4 and 4. Syracuse is a 3-point favorite in this game with an over under of 50.5. BC's coming in hot. They're winners of 4 straight. Syracuse, the complete opposite. After starting the season 4-0, they've dropped 4 straight, and they've dropped those 4 straight in a really bad way. In those 4 games, they've been outscored 150-34. Like, that is a slump. Both teams are 3 and 5 against the spread on the season, so that's shit. It feels like a hot team facing a team on the struggle bus as a dog should be an easy pick, but we all know Syracuse in the dome, prime time, the last 3 seasons are 67% against the number, while BC is 40% against the number on the road the last 3 years. Somehow, I'm going to take Syracuse in this one, covering the 3 points. Might buy that thing down to 2.5 because it just feels like a field goal game. But that's where I'm going. Where you got next?
All right, we're going to go to Notre Dame and Clemson. That's 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. 3 and 45 and a half is what I got. Notre Dame is still in the New Year's Six talk with two losses somehow.
Who knows?
I don't understand. Their defense has been playing real good. Obviously, against USC, that's what won them the game. The offense struggles against good defenses. Against bad defenses, they'll light it up. Clemson's defense is playing defense, or decent. The offense can't seem to get it going, and Dabo hates his fans. I don't know if you heard his rant this week. I heard it on his call-in show. Someone questioned that how much money he's making for a 4-4 team, and he basically told them all they could kiss his ass.
So, do it and kiss my ass. Basically, yep. That was right. Yeah.
So I think Clemson's kind of a shit show, and I love it. And I'm going to take Notre Dame -3.
All right. Very good. I'm going to head to the Big Ten for one of those games that are just like all of our years in Vegas, the last who knows how many we've done this. This is a game that I will bet and I will puke the whole game. Wisconsin, 5-3, visits Indiana, 2-6. Wisconsin's an easy little 9.5-point favorite against a shitty team. All they got to cover is, you know, that 10 points, right? Both teams are coming off losses to top 10 teams. Wisconsin got beat by Ohio State by 14 as a 14-point dog. So that's all right. Meanwhile, Indiana lost by 9 as a 30-point dog to Penn State. And that thing was a 3-point game at halftime. So they hung with Penn State and cost them to drop a little, I'm guessing. Both of these teams, coin flippers on the season against the number. But, man, I am a scarred man betting Indiana. They are the absolute worst team in Big Ten against the spread the last three seasons at 10 and 22. So I just can't do it. I am going to take the Badgers covering that easy 9.5-point spread.
Yeah, that's a puker, all right.
It is a puke. I'm going to take the Badgers, and they're going to just puke on themselves and win by 6.
There's a few Big Ten games this week that are pukers.
Yep.
29.5, I think, is what Iowa opened up as an over-under with
Northwestern.
Went up to 30.5 after the announcement of Brian, the lowest game not ever. not getting retained next year, so
yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go to Florida State at Pittsburgh. 21.5, 50.5. Florida State 8-0. I think they've got the second longest streak in Division I. Dating back to last year. They're clicking both sides of the ball. Their last four games, they've won by average of 25+. Pittsburgh, kind of a tough team to figure out. They beat a good Louisville team, but last week they got boat raced by Notre Dame by 50-some, I believe it was. And another coach that, well, he doesn't say he stinks, but his team stinks, is what he said. He says, we just didn't do a good job of recruiting good players. Yeah. So that's a morale builder for the team. I think Florida State's got a lot to play for, and Pittsburgh doesn't. I'll give the 21.5 here.
Ooh, giving that big number. All right. Well, I guess you can't be a gambling podcast on Bedlam Week without covering Bedlam, so I'm going to cover Bedlam. Oklahoma, 5.5-point favorite in this game, over under of 62. Oklahoma has dominated this game, winning 6 out of the last 7. And I just did a little homework. I had no idea, but out of 110 meetings, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, this storied rivalry, Bedlam, everything else. Can you take a guess on how many games Okie State has won? Out of 110, Steve.
I would say less than 20.
You're absolutely right. 19. 19 games they've won out of 110. But win, lose, it's whether we handicap this game right. From a gambling perspective, Okie State is 5-3 on the season. And in the last 6 years, the Sooners, away from home, only cover 40% of the time. So while Okie State probably loses this game once again, like they have 90 times out of 110, they're going to cover this 5.5. They're going to lose by a field goal, maybe 4 points. Take Okie State plus 5.5. Where are you at next?
If I had to take that game, I think I'd play the total on that. It seems like it could be a shootout.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be it. Both team in the mid-30s, upper 30s, maybe one hitting 40. That sails over 62 in a hurry.
Yeah. All right, let's go to UCLA in Arizona with the 9:30 kickoff. 3-51.5. It wasn't very long ago, Arizona was a really bad football team. I don't know who their coach is, but he's doing a hell of a job down there. Their defense is playing great. I can't remember the quarterback's name, a little freshman. I've watched him play a couple times. Good player. Still makes some mistakes. And then on UCLA's side, we got an un-Chip Kelly-like team where the defense is playing better than the offense.
Wow.
Defense holding everyone low. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm going to go under 51.5 here.
Under 51.5. I feel like that's a game we're going to watch from a blackjack table out of the corner of our eyes and have some – finishing off some parlays or something on that game would be my guess.
More than likely.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to flip to the NFL. I'm going to go the Minnesota Vikings at Atlanta Falcons. Falcons are a 4-point favorite. Over under 37.5 points on this thing. Vikings lost Kirk Cousins last week, and I wonder what that spread looks like with Kirk. I'm guessing it's a point, but I think that point has value here. Both teams, coin flippers against the spread, 4-4. There's no lean home versus away. But I simply like that move up to 4. I have no idea what this backup quarterback's going to do for the Vikings. Seems okay, but guess what? There's no film on him. And sometimes the no-film quarterback does really well his first week. Cam Akers has come in, given the run game a little breath of fresh air. Vikings D's playing well. So I'm going to take the Vikings covering even that 4. And I like it that it's not sitting at the 3. So there we go. Where are you going next?
Where's that quarterback out of? I've never heard of him.
No idea. I don't even know. They brought in Josh Dobbs.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm guessing Josh Dobbs may. I mean, it'd be pretty hard for him to come in considering he landed in Minneapolis yesterday. But yeah, I don't know this kid. Of course, the local news is touting him as great, but I just can't imagine. He's very good, but there is no film on him. So that's a hard game plan to do, and he's got talent around him, you know. He's got Hockenson as a safety and Cam Akers and Alexander Madison, so, and Jordan Addison playing as brains out without Justin Jefferson. So maybe a bit of a homer, but
yeah, Heineke starting for Atlanta this week.
And who knows what that turns into, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I like the Vikings this week.
All right, we're gonna go to the NFL for my weekly NFL pick. We got the Colts and the Panthers.
Yeah.
Panthers with win number one last week.
Hell yes. Oh, try to mess that up and see if you can get the second or third pick.
Steady. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. We got Minshew Mania over there at Indianapolis. Jonathan Taylor's back, playing well. Even though road game, I'm going with the Colts.
Colts. All right.
Minus the 2.5. The Panthers offense is not
good. Yeah, they're not. I agree.
No, and I think the line is the problem. I mean, this Bryce Young is getting beat up pretty hard there. So
he is getting killed. He's not going to last long, but good thing they're probably going to have the first pick, and maybe they can get another.
No, they're not getting the first pick.
No. Well, speaking of my last pick, you know who sucks at football and you know who sucks against the spread? The Cardinals. They've won one game, and they've covered one game. They're an 8-point dog in Cleveland, and they're going to get beat by more than 8 points. So I'm going to just simply take the Browns because the Cardinals suck so bad. And that finishes my week. Any parting words, brother?
No, not tonight. Just anxious to get her going tomorrow.
Absolutely. We will see you at the taxi line, I'm guessing. So I think we land 30 minutes before you, so maybe I'll already be on my first beer by the time you get there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it, man. Good catching up. Good work. We will see you tomorrow. As they say in the real world, as they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, when you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably shit. Good luck, good night, and hope you have a good one.